I invite you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 119, and we are embarking again in this incredible chapter, of which I have entitled this series of messages, The Sufficiency of God's Word. And I trust that as we go through these 22 different messages and different stanzas, we come to grips with the fact that God's Word is sufficient. And as the psalmist just goes round and round and round on this truth and attacks it from many different angles and directions, I trust it is encouragement and upliftment to us. Tonight's passage, we're going to be looking at verses 97 through 104. And as we look at this, we are going to see some advantages or assets of knowing and loving the Word of God. In other words, what benefits are there for a person who knows and loves God's Word? And we're going to see some of those things come forth tonight as the psalmist shares. We'll begin reading at verse 97, Psalm 119, 97. Follow along with me. Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Just a couple observations as we begin this passage and looking at it. Notice the love and the hate. The love at the very beginning, he loves what? He loves God's law. And then there's the hate. There's the extreme distaste for what? False ways. Every false way. So as we see this, this is kind of sandwiched on this in this stanza. Oh, how I love thy law. I hate every false way. Let's just take a moment to think about what those two statements mean. Can we agree with the psalmist that, oh, how I love thy law? I mean, this is a statement communicated with great passion. A statement that states God's law is valuable to me. It has great value. Can we say that with the psalmist? Oh, how I love thy law. And what about I hate every false way? Every false way, the ways that are deceitful, the ways of lying, the ways that lead us towards life decisions that are not of God. You know, it's an amazing thing as I think about the temptations that we encounter in our lives today, whether it be through media or friends or people or whatever the world might bring at us. Those temptations come at us in the form of lies. In other words, they are brought forth as a temptation and they're brought forth as truth. But yet if we truly discern and break them down in the sight of God, they're a lie. They are something that will not bring forth what is promised. And you need to understand that's the way we need to look at life, through the lens of God's Word. It's going to illuminate false ways. So, So the psalmist has some emotional connection to the Word of God. All right? The Word of God is just not a book that he studies. It's just not something that he wakes up in the morning and does his duty. But it's a living Word that has produced in him an emotion of great love and tenderness and value. And it has also been so valuable to him that it has enabled him to have an emotion of distaste for the things of the world, of the false ways. Now, another observation as you take a look at this psalm, the beginning, a couple verses, verses 97 down through 100, they speak of understanding. That is an advantage that comes from knowing God's Word. In other words, as you seek to understand and know God's Word, you are blessed with understanding and wisdom. And then the remaining portion, verses 101 through 103, talks about the advantage of knowing how to walk. The advantage of knowing what to stay clear of, what is wrong and what is right, how to live, if you will. And then the final verse, verse 104, kind of draws it all together, the understanding and the way of living, and it puts it together. Let's look at it and break it down a little bit. Oh, verse 97, oh, how love I thy law. It is thy meditation, it is my meditation all the day. Now, as we consider meditation, when we hear that term in today's society, what do we think of? Right? We think of somebody sitting there with their eyes closed, quiet, nothing going on, and they're trying to what? Calm their mind. At least that's what they tell us. Like, to calm your mind and to just get things out of there, so that they can be calm. Well, this is not what we're talking about here. We're talking about meditation with a purpose here and a subject matter, and that is the Word of God. And the psalmist here with the emotion, I love thy law, he loves it because it is his meditation all the day. Every day, the psalmist is spending time in God's law. You know, we can't get around this truth that there's a benefit from that. There's a great benefit from that. And in fact, there is a passage of Scripture that speaks directly to that. Remember the instructions given to Joshua? Go back to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua, as he assumes the leadership of the people of Israel, he is given some very clear instructions from the Lord. And they include this concept of meditating upon God's law. Namely, verse 8. Let's pick it up in verse 6, just to gain a context. Joshua 1:6, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. What a powerful truth. And have we truly embraced this truth of the importance of meditating on the Word of God on a daily basis? What are we filling our minds with every day? If you're anything like me, as you have grown in your relationship with God and your love for Him, it's amazing to experience a true hunger for time with God and to hear from Him. And on the days where I don't have a time in the scriptures. Boy, I end that day and I'm hungry and I feel inadequate. I feel crippled. And again, it's reaffirming the fact that I need this time every day to be in God's Word. Have you bought that? Have you embraced that? Do you believe that to be true? Is the Word of God of that much value to you that you could say, "Oh, I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." A couple other verses in this same chapter. Verse 113, Psalm 119, 113, "I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love." How many times throughout the day do you catch yourself thinking about meaningless things? It's amazing. You know, the time that I'll catch myself just thinking about something that is just, there's no value to it. And you ask yourself, why in the world am I thinking about that? And the psalmist puts it here, "I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love." Verse 127, "Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold." How many times do our thoughts go to things, to riches, where they have no value in eternity, but yet so many times we can spend many hours thinking upon the riches of this world. Verse 159, "Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness." Verse 165, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." There's some incredible truths here. What about peace? I mean, is there a peace that in your life that comes from love for God's law? 167, "My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly." Do we get the point? He loves God's Word. He loves it with a passion. There is an emotional connection. The love, there's great value. And we see that as he expresses this truth. Back to verses 97 and then 98. "Oh, how love I thy law, it is my meditation all the day, that through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts." Notice there are three groups of people here, or three groups that the psalmist is drawing out and making some comparisons. You have here in verse 98, his enemies. Well, enemies are those that are against us, or those that were against the psalmist here. You have in verse 99, his teachers, those that would have been pouring into his life, educating him, advising him. And then verse 100, you have the ancients. Any ancients here tonight? An ancient, an elder, one who is older. And the psalmist here speaks and makes a comparison concerning them. Let's just look at these three groups here. Enemies. Is there a person alive that doesn't have someone that's against them? I don't know. But there are probably different times in our lives when we feel like there are enemies around us. Certainly, we always have the enemy of the evil one who is out against us. But humanly speaking, there will be times when people are out and against us. And the psalmist here, during those times, experiences the great wisdom that comes from knowing God's Word, and he can confidently say that God's commandments makes him wiser than his enemies. In other words, knowing that truth, the truths of God's word, better equips him for the circumstances that they encounter. You notice there in the end of verse 98, "For they are ever with me." That's not his enemies are ever with him. It's God's commandments are ever with him. Making that connection, let's read it. "That through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for thy commandments are ever with me." Isn't that a beautiful thing? That God's truth can go with us? God's truth is timeless. It is for every culture. It is for this nation and a nation across the world. And so the psalmist is confident and feels well equipped. The incredible advantage of knowing and understanding God's word, especially in the face of enemies. Look at the second group. "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation." Now, these teachers, we're unsure exactly who they might be. We don't really know who the psalmist is, so it makes it difficult to understand exactly who the teachers might be. But let's just take it in a general context. A teacher is somebody who seeks to influence us towards learning. In other words, they present truths to us to increase our understanding. Well, if that be true, the psalmist here is making a point. Teachers, he doesn't say they're bad, but he says that he's got more understanding than all his teachers. Why? Because his testimonies are his, because God's testimonies are his meditation. He is putting a greater value on God's truth than those that are educating him and the truths that they are teaching him. The educations and the sciences of the world, although they be incredible, and they do open our eyes to incredible things around us, God's word stands greater, far above all of those things. You know, I am encouraged as I have gone through this psalm, because as you look at this, we're all on the same playing field because we've got God's word. And God's word is sufficient for each of us to walk through this life, to live and please God. We are given understanding. That's an asset or an advantage of God's word. And we'll see later, we're given guidance to know how to live and apply that understanding. Verse 100, "I understand more than the ancients." Well, what is distinctive about the ancients, about those that are elders, or about those that are older? They have experience, don't they? They've got life experience. And if you're like me, I look at people that are older than me and I value their insight, their opinions. I desire to learn from them. But the psalmist here is issuing this truth. "I understand more than the ancients because I keep God's precepts. I observe God's truth, God's law." And when that is our focus in life, we can be confident that God will lead us. Now, the psalmist is not saying to avoid seeking counsel. He is just reminding us that the incredible value of putting God's truth number one. As a young man, as a young pastor, do you think I value this truth? Certainly, this is very applicable to a young man who steps into ministry. A young man who seeks to minister to establish body of believers. Many who believed in Christ longer than I have, maybe even been alive. And on a strictly worldly standpoint, could be very intimidating. I mean, you enter the business world, the corporate world, it's very intimidating if you walk in as a young man and try to lead those with more experience than you. But God's Word is different. God's Word brings a distinct advantage to us because it is living and alive, and God can use all of us, no matter our age, our assumed wisdom, our strengths. God can use us as we seek to apply His truth. Notice the psalmist says, because I keep thy precepts, I observe your truth, I walk in your ways. And I walk in your ways, I know I am doing the right thing. And the advice of the ancients and of the elders can just add to the experience. But I know I'm walking in the right way. So there's an incredible advantage or an asset to knowing and observing God's Word, and that is increased understanding. Now let's look at the second half of this psalm. We'll see that it's the importance of not only increased understanding, but an increased guidance and knowledge of how to apply that understanding in life. Verse 101, I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have refrained. Other translations will put it this way. I hold back. I have restrained my feet from every evil way. A way, literally in the Hebrew, is a path or a road. Now, I believe in this context, it's speaking figuratively of a way of life. But let's just take for a moment the literal translation of a road. The psalmist says, I've refrained, I have held back my feet from every evil road, every evil path. Have we not observed that there are evil paths in this world? Evil roads? Maybe at times we've tried to walk down some of those. And we've realized the incredible evil that exists out there. And so now the psalmist, yes, God's word is an asset and given him increased understanding. But now, not only does it do that, but it helps him to apply that understanding in the way of life. You know, the Bible speaks of life as a road, and we can walk down that road. Verse 105 of Psalm 119, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And so we can look at life as a walk, and it's a walk down a road. And the psalmist here gives us this truth. I have held back my feet from going down those evil ways, evil paths, that I might keep, that I might guard thy word. Again, we see the incredible value that God's word has. And he is making a choice. I want you to note, notice as we go through these things that we just can't go on autopilot and expect these things to just happen naturally. We've got to make conscious decisions and choices, because we're going to face forks in the road. We're going to face options in life. Otherwise, the psalmist wouldn't have to write something like this. But since we do face forks in the road, we've got to learn to apply God's word in the understanding that he gives us, that incredible asset and advantage that is ours, apply it so that we make the right choices. Proverbs 1:15 says this, my son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. Of course, the Proverbs being many words of wisdom from a father to a son, and he seeks to give him that piece of advice. Refrain your foot from their path. Verse 102, Psalm 119, 102. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. Again, notice that the psalmist now is focusing on ways of life and choices. I've held back my feet. I have not departed. I have not turned aside. Again, let's think about the illustration of walking down the road. God's judgments are before us. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's word is shining its light upon our way. And the psalmist says, I have not turned aside from your judgments, for you have taught me. Has God taught you? Has God poured into you and reminded you of the incredible value of His truth? To the point that as you walk down this path of life, God's judgments are before you. His word is before you. And you've learned this truth. It doesn't do any good to turn aside from them. Maybe you've tried that. Maybe you've tried it. You know, I'm going to ignore this truth. And you've just come to realize there's no value there. What is it that that King Solomon writes in Ecclesiastes? It's all vanity, right? It's all meaningless when you take things and look at them apart from God. Verse 103. How many of you like honey? I've really have grown to enjoy honey, and you know, to the point where I'm even considering being a beekeeper myself. Yeah, amazing thought. But we go through honey like it's going out of style in our house. We use it as a to help with allergies. We use it as a sweetener. It's an incredible thing, an incredible work of God. Did you know that honey doesn't spoil? They have found honey in tombs of ancient people, and it's still good. It's amazing. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Is God's word sweet to you? Is it something that is desirous for the appetite of your life? Psalm 19, verse 10. God's word is more to be desired. Are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb? And Psalm 19 is a great companion to Psalm 119 because it has a incredible second half that speaks to the incredible value and qualities of God's word. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. In Psalm 119:104, through thy precepts I get understanding. So here we see the psalmist kind of bringing it all back together. Through your word I gain understanding, therefore I hate every false way. So in this psalm, what you have seen is the emotion of the psalmist as his incredible love and value that he places upon God's word. And he recognizes that there is an advantage to loving God's word in that it increases his understanding. And then he applies that truth in the ways of life. And so therefore he can say, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. So therefore, as I walk down this path that God's word is my light and lamp, I see the false ways. I can discern them because I know God's truth. I see them. I see the pitfalls. And I have an incredible distaste for them. Notice the comparison, distaste, hate, and a love for honey and the sweetness of the honeycomb. I believe the psalmist is drawing that picture for us and so that we as people understand, we want that honey and we desire it. The evil way? No, it's distasteful. We hate it. In closing, I invite you to turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, The Apostle Paul, speaking to the Ephesian believers, the church, he introduces the concept of the church and shares with them how it ought to operate. Verse 17. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. And remember what we've just learned in the song. And now look what Paul says. But you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's the reality of us as believers. That's what happens in our life when we trust Christ and rely upon His Spirit. In Galatians it says, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. These are all in agreement with what the psalmist writes about God's Word and how it gives us understanding and it helps us to discern what every false way is. And again, Paul says that we ought to put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. May our lives be characterized by an incredible love for God, His Word, for the righteousness that we learn and that we live as we obey God's Word. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Lord Jesus, I thank you for our time together in your word. And again, I am just thrilled about how you bring it alive for us. You open our eyes to its truth and continue to plant deep in our hearts the value of your word. And I pray that as we go from this place and as we walk this week, that we would see the incredible advantage of your word being a part of our lives. Increase our understanding and help us to make wise choices in this life. Give us a distaste for every evil way. Give us a passionate love, and hunger, appetite for your word. In Jesus' name, amen.